Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 19, it says this: For the creation waits, it waits, in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. Genesis now, 41, verse 8 in the ESV, the Bible says, So in the morning, his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. If we run a little bit further along, Genesis 41, verse 38 now, the Bible said, So Pharaoh asked his officials, Can we find anyone else like this man, he was referring to Joseph, who is so obviously filled with the Spirit of God. I love that. Verse 40 now, it says this. This is Pharaoh speaking to Joseph, the young man. He says, Joseph, Jojo, you shall be in charge of my palace, and all the people will submit to your orders. Turn to the other person on your other side. Tell them, turn the lights on. The context of these verses that we have read is a story in the book of Genesis. And there is a king, his name is Pharaoh. He wakes up one morning from a very, very horrible dream. And as he gets up, he is unable to shake off the heaviness. He's filled with anxiety and a weight upon his shoulders. And so what does he do? He calls his officials, his servants, and he tells them, I had this dream. It's causing me to not have the best start to the day. Can you call? I need some answers. And so the Bible said they called forth the magicians. And in those days, the magicians were basically people who had fake power. Hello. Whether you call them witch doctors or whatever you want to call them, these people had powers that were counterfeits. The Bible said they came in to give answers. And the moment they walked out, the king realized that his spirit is more troubled now than when they first came in. So what does he do? Well, let's try again. Round two. He tells the servants, I need you, go get all the wise men. The wise men. These are the people who have the highest academic profiles in the land. These are the ones who normally always have an answer for any issue that is happening. And so they come on in, and the king is still there. We don't know if it's 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., but we know that his spirit is still troubled from the dream that he woke up from. And the wise men assemble themselves, and they begin to talk, and nothing was happening. Pharaoh still feels the same. And they walk out. And as they do, I can only imagine the anxiety, the weight upon this king has only worsened. And now finally, the last opportunity. One of the servants said, I remember in the prison, there was this young man, Joseph, yeah, because they used to call him Jojo, for those of you thinking of Casey and Jenna, hey, Jojo. Oh, my life. Pray for some. And the king was like, who? Joseph? Bring him in here right now. And this is what I love. The Bible says that when Joseph came, he said these words as his first words. He said, it is not I who can interpret this dream to you, but it is God who can bring you peace. A man whose spirit was troubled, finally an answer to bring him peace. A man filled with the Spirit of God. His name was Joseph. As I was reading this, I recognized for a moment that there are so many pharaohs in the world today. Millions of people who wake up in the morning with a sense of heaviness. Millions of people who wake up each and every day with a sense of fear about their day. there's an emptiness. Millions of people who wake up every day, and though they've been asleep for about 6 or 7 hours physically, yet in their souls, it feels like they've been running a marathon. Pharaoh's situation is not very different from many of us here today and many of the people in the world today. This was how it was. And so when Joseph comes in, he's the third person that's come in. In other words, people at times, in an attempt to fix the void, they run to all sorts of different solutions. For Pharaoh, it was first the magicians, and then the wise men. Oh, let me Google some things. Let me check some academical stuff. But none of those could answer what he needed. You cannot answer a spiritual issue with a physical outcome. And so here he is. And I feel to share this morning that like us, like Pharaoh, at times we are on the search for things to fill a void that can only be filled by God. In our quest to find clarity in a world that is sometimes confusing, we go chasing after things that only leave us even more confused. In our quest to find peace in the inside of us, we go on a quest to try and fill that void only to recognize, whether it's through addictions or drugs or gambling or whatever our magician may be today, whatever it may be, only to recognize that after the high has lifted, we are back to the low again. Pharaoh. And so Joseph now looks at him and he begins to give interpretation to the dream. And as I was reading this, I actually chuckled a little bit because it talks about 7 skinny and fat cows. I was like, oh, what does that look like? Anyway, he begins to interpret the dream. And as he's doing this, you can almost tell that the atmosphere in the room has shifted. Why? Because this guy had the Spirit of God in him. In 2 Corinthians, the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And so the moment he began to speak, the troubled spirit began to lighten. I mean, I can, sometimes I like to insert myself in stories in the Bible to really see what's going on. And so if I was to step into that room, I mean, like the servants were all there while this guy was speaking. And one of them was like, yo, Jojo be giving me the goosebumps. This man is on fire. Like, this guy came. The other guy was on the side. He's like, prophesy. Hey, preach. The room was electric. Something was shifting. A Spirit of God was at work. And this morning, my message is very simple. It's to turn the lights on. Because we live in a world, as we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 19, the Bible says that creation waits in eager anticipation for the children of God to be revealed. You see, what Pharaoh was waiting for was not the magician. What Pharaoh was really waiting for was not the wise man. What Pharaoh was waiting for was someone who carried the Spirit of God. What the world is waiting for is you and I to rise up and to be the light in our world. All around us, there are Pharaohs. Whether it's our workplace, or maybe it's even our neighborhoods. There are people every day waking up with a sense of emptiness and hopelessness. There are people all around us. And whether or maybe it's an old high school friend that you catch up with for a smashed avo brunch at a nice cafe somewhere, or whether maybe it's at a cafe, you're in line, the person in front of you, all around us, there are people who are crying out for a true answer. They've tried so many different things, and none of those things have been able to fill the God void. And now this is where you and I come in. As I was preparing this, I had this vision. If I can just get the keys person to come and hang out with me, that'd be really cool. Thank you, keys person. Just sing that song in the background. Oh, my life. I pray. I had this dream, vision, sorry. Two visions as I was preparing this. And this is generally how God sort of communicates to me of where a message is meant, the direction it's meant to go in. And there was one individual, it was daytime and they were walking, yet there was darkness all around them, signifying that though the sun has risen in their lives, it's very dark. When I saw that vision, my heart broke for that person. I then saw another image of what looked like a stadium. And on the stadium at the front, there was a massive platform and there was someone there who had an iPhone with the, you know how they have the light, the torch at the back of that? And the stadium went pitch black. And the light shined. And very soon, all across the stadium, people's phones began to go up. And a stadium that was once dark had now lit up every inch of space all around. And as I'm looking at this, I'm finally beginning to understand, because God gave me a scripture, Isaiah chapter 60. The Bible says this, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness, thick darkness, covers the nations, but the Lord's glory shall rise upon you." Can I say that again? Yeah. Arise and shine, Enjoy Church. Arise and shine, for your light and my light has come. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And so now in the stadium that I find myself in the darkness, I now see the connection that we live in a world of so much darkness. But in that dark world, the good news is there is light. And the good news today is that God has anointed you and me as the light of the world. He has anointed us to be the light. Tell somebody, turn your lights on. Man. When Joseph entered that palace room, the place became brighter, not just physically, but spiritually. And I believe that God is calling you and I to carry substance, to carry His Spirit in a way that when we walk into places, the atmosphere begins to change. The atmosphere begins to shift. The darkness begins to lift. Why? Because the Bible says the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it. In other words, you and I, we are on the winning side. Doesn't matter what darkness can represent. It can be anxiety, depression, whatever it may be. But you and I, we're on the winning side. The light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it. The Bible says, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And for too long, it says, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bush. No, not in chapter 2, we don't do that. We take it out. The Bible says it puts it on a stand so that all may see. So that all your work colleagues may see. So that all your family may see that Jesus is Lord. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Turn your lights on. For the world that we live in is so dark. There's a cry out there. They're desperate. And I came with a prophetic word to prophesy to you that you are the light that your friends have been waiting for. You are the light that your family so desperately needs. You are the light that your community, your club, your social gathering crew, you are the light that they need. Now, I think it begs the question, what's the process of being able to shine? Like, what's the process of being able to be bright? And I'm really glad that you have that question for me today, because I do intend to cover that. In the book of Isaiah 60, as I just mentioned, it says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is upon you." I want to just take that apart a little bit. It says, "Arise and shine, for your light in the book of Psalms 119, verse 30, we understand more about this light that it's talking about. We understand this. It says, the open of thy words giveth light. Remember, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. In John chapter 1, the Bible says that in the beginning was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Goes on to say, he was the light of the world and the life of man. Verse 14, it says, and he became flesh. The Word became flesh. So this is how I believe it works for you and I this year in chapter 2. For us to arise and shine, this needs to be open. It says the entrance of the Word, it gives light. You know what I love? God is so gracious that even though like I'm meditating upon this and I'm preparing to share with someone or whoever it may be, God is speaking to me as well. And for you and I here today, you might have an area of darkness in your life. Can I tell you, can I encourage you, can I challenge you? Open this up. The light will cause every area of darkness to flee. Open it up. If you're going through a financial darkness, this will give you light and tell you and remind you that he is Jehovah Jireh, God your provider. If you're going through sickness, open the light and the light will tell you that by his stripes, you and I, we are healed. It's hard to have a troubled spirit when the word enters you and heals and gives you light, illuminates the darkness that you and I may be going through. And so the entrance of the word gives light. And now the truth is, I can only give what I have. And now that I've read the word, I've meditated, I've maybe perhaps memorized the word, can we go to Proverbs 15, verse 23? Now that I've memorized and I've got the light in me and I go out and someone is talking to me, a neighbor, whoever is talking to me, and all of a sudden I'm here and I'm sensing something is going on. There is an area of darkness in their lives. The Bible says, the last part, it says, how good is a timely word? This is how we shine. Open our mouths to declare into people's lives the light of God, the word of God. And the Bible says, how good is a timely word? In other words, when Joseph stood before Pharaoh, every single syllable and every single word that came out of his mouth was a timely word for what the king was going through. You see, never underestimate the power of your words when you are speaking to someone. Never, ever underestimate, because the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you and I begin to declare what is written, God has no option but to fulfill his promise in the Bible. We can begin to see lives changed, see lives transformed. Why? Because we're beginning to speak the word. And for some of us here today, you might be like, Erica, I'm not really confident in being able to share and speak. Well, in the book of Jeremiah, there was a young man and God said, hey, I want you to go and speak. And he said, I can't speak. And God says, okay, I'll put my finger upon your tongue. I'll put my words in your mouth. And you can go speak that. See, that's the words that I want to speak when I'm sharing, speaking to someone. It's his words, not my words, not my human wisdom. But I want to speak his words, because it is only at the mention of the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow. The one name that you need, the one name that I need, is the name of Jesus. You speak the word. And then Isaiah 50 verse 4. I love this verse. It says, the Lord has given me, you, the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak. It says this, a word in season to him who is weary, to the Pharaohs in our lives, to the people who wake up feeling the way they feel with all the heaviness. God has given us the tongue to know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Bible goes on to say, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. And so this morning, before I bring this to a close, I want to challenge each and every one of us here today, because I believe this, that God is calling you and I to rise up and shine. That in chapter 2, No more hiding. No more being afraid or ashamed to share the good news of God or our story and our testimony. But no matter where we are, may we have the courage, the boldness. You know, it's often said from this platform and around in Joy World, chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, they received the power of the Holy Spirit. You know what it did? It filled them with boldness. And they began to speak. And my prayer today as we leave from here is that may we be filled with the boldness of Jesus Christ, that we may be able to speak. And here is what I believe will happen this year. I believe this year that yes, in these rooms, there will be salvations, broken chains every single week. But here is something else I believe. That this year, in unexpected places, there will be salvations as well. Because God's people have chosen to arise and to shine. Whether it's in a library or whether it's in a coffee shop, no matter where it may be, I can see the people of God rising up and speaking to people. And as they do, I am seeing transformations all around. My question this morning, will you rise? Will you shine? Will you be like Joseph and go into the presence of those that need the light? Would you shine your lights? Can we just close our eyes for a moment right now? I've been speaking about the light, and maybe you've heard this morning about Pharaoh and the way he woke up with anxiety, with worry. Maybe you're here this morning and you can really relate to that story. Because in your world right now, it feels quite dark. Well, I want to lead us into a simple prayer. A prayer that will lead you to Jesus, who is the light. And so with every eye closed here in this place, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond and give your life to Jesus so that the light may enter your life and your life will never be the same again. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to count to three. And at the count of three, that'll be your moment to raise your hand nice and high. The reason why you're raising your hand is just so I can see who you are and who that we are praying with in faith, who we're welcoming into the family of God. And so right now, all over this place, I feel like God is saying that you don't need another day of darkness in your life. Today is your day for the light in your life to be switched on. And all it takes is a simple prayer. And so all over this place right now, with every eye closed, I'm going to count to three. One, the Bible says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Two, the Bible says that Jesus came, hung on the cross, died for our sins, so we may have eternal life with Him forever. Three, if that's you, raise your hand nice and high and I can lead you in a simple, very simple prayer. Thank you, Jesus. One hand in the front, another hand in the middle, another hand over here. Is there anyone else? You're sick and tired of stumbling around in the dark in life and you want the light to shine. That light is Jesus. Is there anyone here? Anyone else here like that today? One more chance, one more opportunity. Raise your hand nice and high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Incredible. There's another hand over there over on my left as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. So now, here's what we're going to do. Still with every eye closed and every head bowed. For those of you that did raise your hand, in a moment, I'm going to speak a prayer. I want you to repeat it after me. And everyone else here in this room, if you can join us in this prayer, that would be incredible. So repeat these words after me. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you for today. I declare that you are Lord, risen from the dead, and that you are my Savior. I thank you that as of today, I am a new creation. The old has passed. My sins are forgiven, and a new life is here. And I thank you, Lord, that the light is now on in my life. I am a child of God in the name of Jesus. Why don't we give a round of applause to those people who raised their hands? Why don't we do that right now? Incredible. Can we just stand on our feet right now? I want to bring this to a close. And before I do, just want to go back to Genesis. And the Bible says that at verse 40 we read, when Joseph had finished speaking, the king said, "Hey, I'm going to promote you. I'm going to promote you." And as I was reading this, I sensed that this was something prophetic that God wanted to say, that he wants to bring promotion. There's a verse in Psalms, it says that promotion does not come from the east or the west, but promotion comes from God. That he is the judge who sets up one and lowers another. And in this room here today, I want to release this prophetic word that there are some of you here, there is a promotion that is around the corner. There is a promotion that is coming your way. And as I was thinking about this, I was meditating upon this, I began to connect the two, the verse and the word, right? And the promotion is purposely for you to have more of an influence, to be able to shine your light even brighter and brighter. And from today, I believe things are going to shift.